Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light, slipping out and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Who said I do not know? Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Flash out its warning. In the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway wall. The tenement halls whispering the sounds of silence.
Dear friends, good evening, welcome. Welcome to Oscar Villegas Psychic Spirit Connections live radio show tonight. If you'd like to have the opportunity to have a contact with your loved ones on the other side, the number to call from the USA is number 760-283-4611. I'll repeat that number for you, 760-283-4611. From outside the USA, anywhere in the world, the number is 001, again, 760-283-4611. Just the 0001, that's the difference, okay? So if you'd like to have the opportunity to connect, for me to connect to your loved ones, then please make a call. Also, another thing is I'm available for Skype readings. The easier way to do this is if you just go to my website. It's www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. I repeat that for you, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on my website. Of course, there's a button there, which is that will link you with my Facebook. So the only thing you have to do is just go to my website, find the button and the page, and there's the button for it. Just request me as a friend, and I'll be very happy to join as a friend in Facebook. So thank you for that. Remember to call us for you to call tonight. From the USA, it's 760-283-4611. We are very aware of the fact that than the USA tonight. They haven't or today, because I know it's daylight and they are today as we speak. They have a very bad weather, and also it's been a lot of problem with the communication. People coming in and drops as well. So I do sincerely hope them. I mean, even if they don't connect tonight with their phone calls because they cannot get through, I pray that the weather not cause any damage, as I know they have caused in the past. I have family, part of my family live in Florida, and I do know that sometimes they do get hit very bad by the weather. I don't know much about the USA all over the country, but I pray perhaps the weather is here. Not just because they call, but for minor disasters. I pray that no disasters are caused anywhere. One thing I like to say to you guys, that sometimes in our lives, we live our lives in here. Yes, perhaps we think, where we come into this world, why we're here for. The reason why we're here for, a lot of people, they think that yes, we just come here, grow. Some people get married, have children, get old, and go. Well, that's not the case. As you all know, we all come into this world with an mission. The mission that sometimes some people fall there and follow the mission they come for. Some other people decide not to, because they chose to take a different path. Whatever your path is, whatever you fulfill your life, whatever you're doing in your world, whatever you're doing in your life, I just pray that perhaps you just, as always said to people, take time. Then take the time to look around you, and to look for that sign, for the people that sometimes without you know. You don't know. These people around you, they pray and perhaps for just a simple hello or a simple word, I love you. It's so easy to say I love you without meaning, but it's so beautiful when you say I love you to somebody with a meaning. We love everybody. I love people. That doesn't mean I'm in love. But being in love is one thing. Love is another. But one thing I like to say to you guys, if you got a person that you can tell I love you before you go to bed, or perhaps before you just go out, even to the shop, tell that person you love it. Tell that person you'll be back. Tell that person, I'll miss you, even if you're just going to go away for 2 seconds. Perhaps you say, what's the point if you're going to see that person within 2 seconds? With my life as a psychic comedian, I have seen, I have met people that the loved one has gone just around the corner for never to return. So I always say, and I will say it again and again and again, tomorrow is promised to no one. So if you have the chance to tell that person that you love him, tell them. Tell them yourselves, so you don't have to look for a medium. So to make the contact with the medium, and for the medium to make the contact with your loved ones, so that you can tell them I love you. Don't wait. So many people going to life, living the life next to the person, and you never seen that is just a simple word. 3 different words. I love you. Sometimes when I have given reading to people, I can see the father or the mother or the brother or sister, whatever, coming to that person. And it is beautiful when I see they coming to connect with the loved ones, the spirit adults and the physical. And I can see the spirit coming to the physical, and then he give me a hug. That's beautiful for me to see that. But sometimes I also see those and the spirits just coming and shake hands with the sons or the wives. So that tells me that the connection was not as strong. But while they are in the spirit world, they want to tell the person they love them. They could have worked both ways. Sometimes just the communication. So don't wait till tomorrow. Show people, show those that you loved. Show to them that you love them. Don't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow is promised to no one. I can promise you that. Right. I'm going to take a call now. But before we take a call, I just like the little announcement here to make. And it's to do with my work, of course. On Saturday, the 22nd of September, I will be holding a psychic night with Dan Clark. This will be at the Great Friars Community Center in Greenwood, Dorset, Hunt. Now, for the people in Dorset, Bowman's, Sahanto, Greenwood, Fording Bridge, all that area, I know there's a lot of people that are listening to this program. This is on Saturday, the 22nd of September. The doors will be open at 7:30. The tickets are £10, £10 at the door. You still can get some tickets at the door, but I don't promise how many they're going to be available because there's been a lot of phone calls coming in. So for those that are coming, I would suggest for you two guys to get there as early as possible. The doors will be open till 7, but you can join the queue. Looking forward to see you guys there on Saturday, 22nd of September. Also, I'm very happy to return on Saturday, the 29th of September. I will be returning to the lovely north of Fitzwarren Village. This is in Taunton, Somerset. The entrance, the ticket for this one is £7.50, and the doors will be open at 7 p.m. Your tickets you can buy at the door, and this is on Saturday, 29th of September, at the lovely Norton Fitzwarren Village Hall, North Norton, okay, that's in Somerset. So I know the last time I was there, it was fantastic. I had really really good night, and I know there's quite a few people there. They were there last time. They already messaged me saying they're going to be there again. For those that I met, I will be very happy to see. But those I haven't met, I will be very happy to meet you all guys. So I'll see all of you on Saturday and the 29th of September as well. Right, with this, I will move on to my phone calls now. And perhaps we can, provided that the weather's okay there. Carlos, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Right, you're not having any problem with the weather, are you?
With the weather, just, you know, it's getting really hot. I'm in California, in San Marcos.
Okay.
It was like 100 and something the other day. And
ouch.
The weather just, you know, it just keeps getting hotter and hotter, and it's just weird. The weather isn't like this normally.
There's a change, because I know there's quite a few people in some places of the country, they are having, mm-hmm. they're having a really bad weather with the rains and with the storms. So it's like, you know, so it's nice. Anyway, thank you for calling tonight. Thank you for calling tonight, my friend. Okay? Right.
Yeah.
Before this is for all the callers, because I know that we got a lot of callers tonight. The more and more different new people they come in. So the way I work basically is I use numbers as a reference. So for instance, if I was to say number seven can connect it to anything like 7 minutes, 7 months, 7 weeks, 7 years.
Right.
The month of the year, which is July, also the number seven itself. Okay. Okay, now as I was talking to you, because I was giving you the number seven, I feel very strongly that I want to say the number seven. Can you understand the number seven? Why did I give it the number seven to you? I want to go with the month of July. Not seven children, but I want to go with the month of July. The month of July, I want to look at this as an anniversary. An anniversary that I feel very much is not a crossing, not for somebody in the spirit world, but somebody here. So somebody, yes, I feel like it was a celebration. So I feel very much as a celebration just passed. July, last day July just passed. What was the celebration in July?
I think it was maybe moving to San Marcos, to this area.
Okay, because I felt there's a celebration that, you know, it's a kind of way, even if it was just a moving, because I do feel very much the reason why you feel like celebrating, because I do feel that you feel like you've been stuck for quite some time. You understand this?
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay. Now, I feel at this moment, a lady is coming here very close to me at the moment. Now, the initial A has been passed on to me. A as in Anna or Hannah. Who is the initial A for Anna, please?
A in the spirit world, I don't know anyone.
None. Even if it's with us here or in the spirit world. One of the two, but
okay.
either here with us here or with the spirit world. But the name, the initial A. Now,
my sister, maybe?
Is that I'll say Anna?
Her name is Amber.
Amber, okay. Okay. Now, right. Now, around Amber, I also want to give you with the number five. So I know that she hasn't got five children, but I want to acknowledge the month of May. You understand this, please?
Okay.
Yeah? Now, there's a lady that came here very close to you, as I was to want to bring this lady first. But with this lady, I want to bring somebody like close to you from your mother, Link. Do you understand this, please?
Yeah, she's my grandma.
Okay, but as close as a mother. Okay, because
right.
I feel this lady coming very strongly here. Now, the number 29 is being passed on to me as well. Where's the number 29 for, please?
I think that's when I started. I'm starting my trip to Hawaii.
Okay. Do you tell me something? Because what I'm looking here is for a graduation. I'm looking here for I can see a rope around you. I can see the hat as a graduation. So I don't know if it's a graduation or you graduated or. But I see the rope around you, but this is not a blue one. It's not black. It's kind of red with a frank around it, something like a borders around. Do you have this photo of you?
I don't think
because
so.
Who has this? Who's graduated? And around you, no friends. I look at somebody around you. So it's somebody that graduated, or somebody just graduating or graduated, but it's around you. But I see the rather has been like usually the colors are black or blue, or whatever, but I see this one to be red. So there's something to do with the Lords as well. Are you with to do with anything? With you connected with the Lord? As a lawyer or anything like that? Solicitors?
Yeah, I'm connected with one lawyer.
With one lawyer. Okay. Because I know there's something that's why I acknowledge and hear this here, because it's the kind of way that I need to acknowledge this. Now, before I go any further, there's a male coming here very close to me at the moment. Now, this male has given me the feeling that I don't know, but I go, this is how it is. But he has given me an impression he's taken his own life. Do you understand this, please? Hold on a second. Stay there for a minute. Now, I'm not looking for a relative. I'm not looking for a brother. I'm not looking for a cousin. I'm just going to walk, just to open up a little bit to the connection with your friends, rather than relatives. It's not a relative, okay. It's a friend. Now, the initial C, I know that your name is begins with a C, but I also, with this person, I got the initial C. The number 3 is important as well. So the number 3 is the month of the year. The month of 3. The third month of the year, which is the month of March. What's the connection with March?
I have a lot of different friends with a lot of different birthdays in March.
Now, this person, they are still very much coming from the spirit world, which I would connect more like a committed suicide. It would be as a connection with him with the month of March.
I think it might be my friend's brother, actually.
Okay, because as I said, it's not related to you, but it's a friend,
right.
from a circle of friends. Okay, so this person
okay.
is from you. This person is from your brother's friends. Is that right?
No, my friend's brother.
Your friend's brother. Okay, that's what I mean. Okay, so it's the way I feel that this person. He just came here, just wants to be acknowledged. And he just wants you to pass on the message to the family that he is okay, he's well, all right?
Okay.
Right. But I know that's not the reason you're calling for today, because I feel very much at the moment you're feeling like you are in a crossroads, shall I say, because at the moment you don't know if you want to go left, right, or you want to go center. You understand this?
I understand that, yes.
Okay, so I don't know, because at the moment I know that you just moved. I see that you just moved from A to B, so basically you just moved from the area. But as at the moment, I'm trying to look into, not that I'm looking at your pockets, but it's the kind of way I want to look into your wallet, and I feel very much the. It's not that it's empty, but it's the kind of way they say, could you please be careful with your money, because I don't feel there's any money coming to you at the moment. You understand?
Okay.
You understand this, yeah?
Yes, I understand
okay.
that.
Okay. Right. Now, but why do I say this, why I want to say this, is because I don't know if... All right. Do you have a court case coming?
A what coming?
A court case.
Oh, a court case. No.
Who's having the court case coming?
A court case. The only person I know is a friend of mine that I talk to once in a while.
Okay. No, it's not what I'm looking for. It's not what I'm looking for.
Oh, and then my mom as well, now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because it's not a friend. I know there's a connection with you, okay? There's a connection
okay.
with you. Now, your father's still with us?
I don't know. I've never met him, actually, so I have no clue. I don't have any information on him.
Right. The reason why I ask if your father's still with us, because I don't feel him anywhere near you at the moment. I don't feel him like, sometimes I would be able to say, your daddy is with us, your daddy is gone. I mean,
right.
I don't have a problem to say, because I can see it with the other spirits. But as it is at the moment, I just feel like I need to ask that, because by me asking that is the kind of way I feel there is no connection between you and your dad. Okay?
Okay.
Now, who is George? Who is George? Please, George. The name of George. Who is George? Hello?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard that. There hasn't been a George in my life in a long time.
Right. Right. I know that you said you don't have any connection with your dad. Is that right?
Right.
And you never met him. Does that mean
no.
you don't know his family either?
Yeah, I don't know anything. I have no connection at all.
Okay. Right. I want to take you back, but with the connection with your dad, I want to take you back, but I want to take you back to the whole countries rather than being in a, you know, no, I don't want, I feel like across the waters. You understand?
Right. I understand.
Okay. Because I don't know when is the last time you heard from your dad, or I don't know if you were looking for him or not, but the truth is, I don't feel he is in the spirit world.
Okay.
I know that makes no difference to you, perhaps, but I just, there might be a reason why I mentioned this to you tonight. The reason, perhaps, is you is to still to come, and you will see one day why do I mention this. Perhaps
okay.
Because you're gonna hear from him, or somebody gonna say something about him, or you just don't know. But I need to mention this to you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, my friend, I must move on, but before I go, just to say to you, if you'd like to retrieve this call, you just go to www.mikespirit.fm, and there's a link there, you'll be able to retrieve the call, okay?
Okay, perfect, thank you.
Good luck, my friend, thank you very much, and God bless.
All right, take care.
Thank you, bye. Okay, I'm moving on to Tasha. Good evening, good afternoon.
Hi. Hi,
Tasha,
how are you? Hi,
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very well. Yourself?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you can hear me properly, but I can just hardly hear you. Can you hear me properly?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad that I can hear you better now, because just by listening to your voice, I can almost sense the kind of person you are. And I like it. I like this in the way you I can take your voice, because the voice in the person says a lot. Now, I feel very much with your voice, not just your voice, but with yourself. You are one of those persons that you are very much connected with the spirits. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. But I don't know. I also, by saying connected with the spirit, I know that you might be working with the spirit, but I also feel, as I'm talking to you, I feel a beautiful coldness, but at the same time, I feel the healing going through me. Now, I don't know, do you work with healing? Do you do healing?
Yeah, I do healing.
You do healing. Because I can feel that beautiful energy going through me at the moment, but it's the energy that's being passed on as I'm talking to you. It's being passed on to me. Now, it's the kind of way I need to acknowledge this, because I know there is a lot of doubts with you at the moment. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the doubts, they are printed, perhaps, since then, sometimes that we doubt ourselves. But it's not just because we doubt ourselves, but also because people sometimes make ourselves doubt, because what people might printing in our minds when whatever they, you know, can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you. Because I don't feel very much this is how sometimes people have made you feel. Not
yes.
Less value, but you understand this, yeah? Because that's
yes.
How they feel that people made you feel sometimes. And please, I would like to say, don't feel this way, because you are a very, very, very special lady. I have a lady coming here very close to me at the moment, but the lady has come as a mother. Your mother's in the spirit, please.
No, she's on the plane.
She is in the plane. I do feel with this lady, I do feel with this lady being a mother to you, but I do feel like it is a mother, but it's a mother link. So if it's not your mother, bless her, but I feel I'm still going to say mother. So it will be grandmother, your grandmother from your mother's side. Okay? Now, was your relationship very good with your grandmother?
I think her great-great-granddaughter.
Really? That's lovely. It's the kind of the way that I felt they say, even, you know, even if you haven't, if you never met your grandmother, it's the kind of way that she's saying, we don't have to meet the children or grandchildren to know everything about them. But then again, I don't have to tell you this, because you know that yourself. Okay? Now, the initial R has been passed on to me. Who has the initial R, please? R as a Richard.
No, Robert.
Yeah, no,
Robert,
I just
Robert.
Robert. And who is Robert?
He's my uncle, my on my from my grandmother. That's her brother.
But he's in a spirit.
Yeah, he's in spirit.
Okay, because that's another thing, you see. Now, but he's coming the way he's coming very strongly with you as well, so I don't know if you are you very united family, are you very close family?
Yeah, we are very close.
Uh-huh, because that's a way, you know, even if I was to bring you, perhaps your great-great-granddad, he will come with the same love, because I feel very much you guys are very close. Now, I know that your name is Tasha, but I also want to, okay, Rachel, who's Rachel?
I don't know. I don't know who that is. I don't know if it's
sounds
from my
like,
side or friend's side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds like Rachel. Might be not Rachel, but it sounds like a Rachel.
Okay.
Not Rachel, Rachel. It's not Rachel, it's Rachel. Sounds like
Rochelle.
Rochelle, who's Rochelle?
I know of Rochelle through my brother's. That's my brother's ex-wife, but she's still living. That's only Rochelle I know.
That's the one, because when I was saying Rachel, and the way I was saying, no, not Rachel, Rachel. So that's why I want to give you Rachel rather than Rachel. Now, I know that this lady, you just said that is your brother ex-wife, is that right?
Yes.
All right. The reason why I also was acknowledge the healing around you is because I feel very much at this moment, they're asking you to send healing to that area, to that person at the moment. So there might be a reason why they're asking you, perhaps because that person is going through a lot at the moment, or she physically does need a healing. Do you understand?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay? Now, so there might be why. I know that it's his ex-wife, but nevertheless. Now, I see two children here.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
two children have been acknowledged as well. So I just passed that on to you, so you know that we're talking to the right person. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the month, I know we are in September, but I want to move on to the number 11, which is the month of November. Why do I want to give you the month of November to you, please?
Okay.
Now it's a celebration. It's an institutional celebration, but I feel more like it's a celebration. I won't say by celebration as a passing to the higher life. Who has the initial C? As a Caroline.
I don't know.
Okay.
It ain't coming to me at the moment.
Sorry?
I don't know who, initial C, a female? No.
Right. Okay. Now, I want to move on. Do you have a brother younger to you? Now,
yes.
Who has the, now, the initial T is a Tommy.
Oh, Tamar.
Tamar.
Yes.
Okay. Is that your brother?
Yes.
Okay. Now, difficult name, I know, but that's how I acknowledge it, just like your sister in love, because I feel. Now, are you guys, I know that you're coming from different. Okay. But your name is Natasha, your name is Natasha, is that right?
Yeah, my name is Tasha.
No, Natasha.
No, just Tasha. That's my name.
Why do I see the N and A in front of you?
Because it derived from Natasha.
Ah, okay. Because that's why I see the N and A in front of you, so that's why I make that not clarified. Yeah, clarified to me, but I just wanted to get that right just to make sure that I was right there. Okay. Now, one thing I'd like to ask you, please stay strong and stay focused, because there is a change coming to you. But the change, I feel the change is good. The change is good. I see a uniform around you, but I feel it's not uniform. I say, but it's a nurse uniform.
Okay.
You don't work in the hospital, do you?
No, not yet.
So is that what you're hoping for?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah, I am hoping for that for work. I am hope to be working soon.
In the hospital?
Yeah, it don't matter if it's a hospital or a clinic. It don't matter. As long as I'm working.
Right. Right, because what I see you at the moment is working around that area. So whatever you do and whatever you're going to do or be doing, it's kind of what they said is coming to you. So stay focused and believe that it's going to happen. But most of all, believe in yourself. Okay?
Okay. Will this relationship, I want to know, will this relationship work with Andre and I?
You really want to know about that, do you?
Yeah.
You know, then, what's the free will? It's a free will that I believe that we work with the free will. But at the moment, I feel very much no one of you two is making the commitment. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, but I feel positive. I feel positive. But just a little bit more talk. That's what it takes.
Okay.
Okay? You take care of myself. Okay, darling.
Okay.
I'm going to leave you, but please remember, if you want to download this reading, you just go to www.mikespiritfm. Failing that, you can also become a friend of mine. If you go to www.oscar-craveoyen.com. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night. God bless. Now I'm moving on to Mary. Mary, good afternoon.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Yourself?
I'm doing well.
That's good. I like to see that, I like to hear that, because positive thinking is the key to success. So I say the key to success because, as I say in this at the moment, I feel very much that you're also going through something at the moment. Not a problem, but it's something that you're working on it. You're working on it, something that you're planning, but I still very much see you constructing, you're still building into around this, but it's not quite finished yet. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it's a project. The project. What project you're working on?
Well, I was working. I'm waiting for a hotel project to come through.
Mm-hmm.
And. That's been put on. It was put on hold, and I was. You know, I'm waiting patiently for that to come off the burner.
Mm-hmm.
And the other project is, I want to open a store.
Mm-hmm.
And that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's good because that's exactly what I was talking about. The project is something that you're working on it, and that you're hoping for it. But you know what? Whatever comes first. I feel the doors are opening right in front of you. Everything's coming. It really. I know that it's been a little bit while since you've been going through this emotion. But it's kind of what they're saying. You don't have to just don't do the chase. You've done the chasing. Now you just wait because I do feel that it's coming to you. But the store that you open also, I feel very glamorous around you. Why do I feel so much glamorous?
Because I'm just beautiful. I'm not.
Oh, I like that.
I do. Well, I do design.
You do design, okay?
Yeah, and uh-huh. So that's.
That's the glamorous side.
Yeah, that's the glamorous side. And the
mm-hmm.
store, will house a lot of, accessories and things like that.
Beautiful, yeah, because I do see you very much, as I say, glamorous around you. But, yes, you do the fashions, but the thing is, you always left your life around the light. You understand this?
Say that one more time.
You have lived your life around the light.
I have lived my life around the lights.
Yes. Basically, you have worked with, flashing lights, cameras. You understand? Not as much as a show lady, but I do see that you have been in a view on the eyes of the cameras. You understand?
Well, I've been in the spotlight a lot. I mean, as far as, stuff, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, the spotlight, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that's exactly what I'm talking about, because I know that your time, you're still, once again, I feel very much that you just lifting up again, and there she goes, again, there she goes, okay? And this is a lady that one, twice, three times, and you're back again. Because I feel very much that something has happened with you within threes. You understand this?
Yeah.
Okay? But yeah. You know what? I feel around you a lot of positive. A lot of positive. You got three children yourself?
I have one child, and we have I have two stepchildren.
That's okay. Because that's why, you know, the stepchildren, they're still very much counting
yeah.
us. Your own. A lady that came in here very close to me at the moment. Now, she's giving me the initial T, but I want to go for, that might be not her, that's not her name, but I want to bring a lady who's coming here very close to me, but coming from your mother's side. Do you understand this, please?
That's her sister, Trudy.
Trudy. Okay.
That's her nickname. Trudy.
Nickname, Trudy, okay, because she's giving me the initial T, but that's why I felt there was not her name, because as you just said, it's a nickname. But she's very happy coming here, but you know what? I like this lady, because the way this lady coming, I do feel very much that she wanted to present herself to be happy all the time, but I do feel that she was a very happy lady, you understand?
Yeah, she had a... You know,
he had ups and downs. He had a very hard life. But one thing she always kept was smiling, smiling the face. Okay,
yeah.
And it's the kind of way she sent to you is keep smiling, keep shining, because all your dreams will come true. Okay.
Okay.
That's what she's saying. That's what she's saying. You work hard. You are a very hard worker, and she said. And she is gorgeous. She's gorgeous, she said to me. She said to you that you are gorgeous. So if she said you are gorgeous, then I believe that that's what she's telling me is right. Okay? But I do feel very much at the moment, I feel you a very, very lonely person.
That I am lonely?
You feel very lonely. Do you understand this?
I do.
Okay? Because I feel the loneliness around you. And I feel that even if you're trying to smile, sometimes you want to smile, but you still something holding you back, just put that little extra smile. Do you understand, darling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Angela. Who is Angela? Or Angelica?
Well, is she... She's here.
Ida.
I'm sorry?
Ida. Ida, I feel that the name Angelica is in person, so I want to acknowledge the name Angelica.
Angelica, I don't know anybody by that name.
Angie.
I know an Angela in town.
Okay. And what's your connection with Angela? Just a friend?
I would say, my grandmother would say, you could count your, a lucky person counts their friends on one hand. Have many acquaintances. I would say she's an acquaintance.
Right. I understand what you mean. Okay. Okay. Because your grandmother also is very cautious about friends. You understand that?
Yes.
It's the kind of way that she said, there's a way she's saying to you, Chris, keep your enemy closer, but your friends closer.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. Right. I'm going to let you go now, but before I let you go, I'd like to say to you, if you'd like to retweet this call, please go to www.mikespiritfm, and you'll be able to retweet the call from there. Failing that, also, I also like to invite you to join me on Facebook. So perhaps by doing this, we'll be able to talk a little bit more, yeah?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. God bless. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Right, I'm moving on to Trish. Trish, good evening, good afternoon.
Good evening, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm doing well.
Okay, whereabouts are you, Trish?
I'm in Rhode Island.
Sorry?
Rhode Island.
Okay. Don't have much idea whereabouts is that, but whatever it is, I know there's a nice place. Is that right?
Yes, it's in New England. It's on the East Coast.
Okay. Oh, North Island. Long Island, isn't it? Right.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay. Right. At this moment, well, I'll tell you what I feel at the moment. I don't know your name is Stretch, but I also want to give you the initial P. Who has the initial P with you, please?
You mean besides me?
Uh-huh.
Cannot think of anyone.
Right. I want to go for Paul. Who is Paul, please?
Oh, Paul is my cousin, Pat.
Pass. That's why I say around you, because I feel very much this person is the person I want to connect you with. Now, I don't know how close you were, but as I gave it to you the name Paul, he said, now she will know, because, of course, he don't come to you as a cousin. He comes to you as a brother.
Okay.
Okay. I know there's a cousin, cousin brother, but cousin brother is the kind of way they say, yes, my cousin, but yes, a brother. Now, I've been giving the number 11 for you as well. I know that I'll give it to somebody else, but I also want to give the number 11. But the number 11, I want to give it to you as an anniversary. You understand, please?
I don't.
Right. Who is John?
I know a Joe, not a John.
Who is Joe?
Joe is my father.
Okay, and a spirit?
Yes.
Okay. If it's not a John, if it's a Joe, that's fine, because that's why I want to bring a Joe back in a spirit, which is your daddy. Right. As I'm talking to this gentleman here, I feel very much what he's doing to me is he's pressing around my chest, and I feel very much the heaviness in my breathing, but also taking me back to my lungs as well. So he would have had a problem with his chest. You understand this?
I do.
And that's the kind of way he just said to me, tell her that was yesterday, because yesterday is gone, and today I'm in a very, very better place, a much better place. And that's the kind of way he said to you, please tell everybody I'm good. Now, I feel very much what he said to me as well. He wants to sing a happy birthday. Now, I don't know if it's a birthday or it's an anniversary, but he's singing the same difference. For the same difference, he's singing a happy birthday. Now, happy birthday also means to me, there is a new life in around you. Is a new baby just born?
No, my birthday was yesterday.
Your birthday was yesterday? Okay, because he's singing a happy birthday. But I also want to acknowledge a baby's to become to that's coming to this world, to our world. Now, is your birthday was yesterday, is that right?
Yes.
Because he's singing very happily, very happy, singing a happy birthday. Now, a happy birthday, but he's got 27 roses here. What's the 27?
That I don't get.
Right, 27 roses. That could be either the date or a cross in those 27 roses. Also, it could be 72 or number 9. If that's number 9, then I will go for the day of the month, which is the month of September, which was just passed. Oh, it's now. Of course it's now. Right. Just September. Then the numbers, the month of September. What's the connection with your dad with the month of September?
His anniversary is the day before, is the 17th.
September?
Yes.
Okay. But that's why he's acknowledged, that's why I go back to that, because I use the number, so that's the kind of way he take me that way. But also, yeah, it's nice when they make me work, but it's because that keeps them busy as well with their mind. Now, he also gave me the number 40 here, so I don't know if you are one of the four children, or you go for children yourself?
No, neither. I'm one of six.
Right. What's the number 4?
The number
April.
4 is my mother's birthday.
Which your mother still with us, all right?
No.
She's gone as well? Right.
Yes.
In that case, I need to say I want to be frank with you, very honestly, I didn't sense that your mother has gone. How long? I'm just gonna ask you one question, and you see why. How long since your mother's gone?
20 years.
Right. Okay. Now the years got nothing to do with it, but I didn't feel that she has gone. Now, are you still holding the ashes, your mom?
No, she wasn't cremated.
She was buried. Okay,
yes.
That's okay. Now, what I want to know is, as I said to you, I don't feel that your mother was passed and has gone. Now, if she's gone, then of course she isn't better, but I don't feel her at the moment with me. Okay? That doesn't mean that she doesn't love you. Please understand that. That doesn't mean that she doesn't love you. Yeah, she does love you. But the strong one that came with a happy birthday was your dad. Now, okay. Now, I want to go back to the month of January. What happened in the month of January, the first of January? Not the first, but January, the number one.
Nothing I can think of.
There is something, the memory. It's a memory to do with January. The month of January.
This past January or any January?
Any January. It's a memory.
I had an aunt who passed in January.
Okay. Because I want to pass this memory with the month of January. Now, I don't know why I see you at the moment, but I see you very much, very high. It's like, you know when people is going, when everything's going right for them in life?
Yes.
You understand this? At the moment, that's what I want to see, because what I feel with you at the moment is everything's going right for you at the moment, but be patient. That's the only thing they're telling me to tell you. Be patient, because I know there's there's something that you're hoping for. In Elsa, what's the Elsa you hope you're waiting for?
So I'm waiting for a new job, and I'm waiting for a building permit.
Okay, because I feel they say, be patient, because it's an Elsa, and the Elsa, what I see here is a yes. Okay, so whatever is coming to you, whatever you're hoping for, then please, Stay with it, because it is coming to you, okay?
Soon?
Sooner than you think. But then again, I do feel it is sooner than you think. But just be patient, okay?
Okay.
So yeah, with this, I have to say thank you for talking to me. But please, if you'd like to have a copy, just go to www.myxperiafm, okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, and God bless. Bye-bye now. Now I will go to the area 540 for my last caller. Hello, area 540.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Tammy.
Sorry?
Tammy.
I mean, hello there, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. Now, I got a gentleman who is coming to me here as a male figure, who's coming here very close to me. Now, he's giving me the initial T. Is a lot of people tonight with a TJ. Who's T, please?
With the initial T. I can't
okay,
place
the T. Sorry?
I can't place anybody with a T.
I want to go with a TJ. TJ.
TJ.
Mm-hmm. And
now I can take the J.
Who is the J, please?
Would be my son, Jonathan.
Your son, okay.
Yes.
Your son and Jonathan by the spirit, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, because now... With him, I have a person also with the initial T. T for Thomas.
T for Thomas.
Is either a friend?
It could be, but I can't place anybody at the moment.
That's okay. That's okay, because he's a kind of way he's coming here just to say, and like I said, TJR together, okay? Now, they're not together, but it's a kind of way he said, please tell them that I'm T is with the initial T. But I want to say Anthony or Tony rather than anything else. It's like, sounds like a Tony. Now, if you don't know the Tony or Anthony, but within it, it's
yes,
the kind
of... Yes,
you do?
Yes, but
okay.
You sound on me, yes.
Okay. It's the kind of way you sound, just saying, we are here, we're having a good time, and please tell mom that I'm okay. I'm okay. Now, he's bringing a little child here as well, but I don't think this is his child, but I feel very much either be your child but or somebody. Is you lost a daughter as well?
I don't know. I had a miscarriage back
and
before he was ever born.
Okay. That's fine, because I feel very much, you say, he's bringing this child here, but it's a little girl. Now, of course, there's no little girl anymore. This little girl is a full adult now, but it's a kind of way they're saying that they are together today as well, okay? Now, it's a lady also coming to your side. Now, this lady, I feel very much coming from your mother's side, but I do feel it's your mother, because I do the way she comes to me is strongly. It's a kind of way said, from one mother to another mother, from one mother to another, tell it the son is fine with me. Now, your mother passed?
Yes.
Because that's the way. Now, your mother passed before your son?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's what she sent to me, just to confirm to you that your son is well as your daughter. Okay?
Okay.
And then... many blessings, as they say, many blessings, because I do feel very much that you help people. I don't know how you help people, but I do feel very much you something that you're doing, they help people with healing. It's not healing. I say, do you do healing yourself?
Yes, I'm just learning how.
Okay, because I feel very much that there's a lot of people that will come to your life for that reason, for the reason to for you to help them, to help them to understand the reason why we go to the next life. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Your son loves you very much, and he said that he likes your hair color. So I don't know if you just color your hair.
No, I quit coloring my hair.
Oh, you quit?
Yeah, I quit.
Okay, because he said he likes the color of your hair. He said he likes the color of your hair. Okay, so if you quit and color your hair, that's why he's saying he loves the color of your hair. Okay?
Yeah, because he didn't like it when I colored it.
All right, that's it. So that's why he said he lost the color of your hair. But it's the kind of way just saying to you, he's still very much aware. He's still very much with you, and he's still around you, okay?
Yes.
Okay, darling, I must move on now because the time comes on, but if you'd like to join me on Facebook, I'd be very happy to speak to you on Facebook, okay? And for that, if you just go to www.oscar-clairvoyant.com, there is a button there for Facebook, and we'll be becoming friends, okay?
All right, thank you so much, Oscar. You have
you
a good evening.
And you still, God bless. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dear friends, I do apologize to all those that they're still waiting for for the calls, but we run out of time. But before I go, I'd like to say to you, may your circle of love be with you, and I'll thank you for allowing me to enter your homes tonight. Good night, God bless.
I'll see you.